Before we close out, a quick time capsule moment, because intellectual honesty requires occasionally looking back at things we got wrong. Back in May, we discussed Ukraine's long-range strike capabilities and made a claim about hits on Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. That claim was wrong, and it was wrong in a way that should have been obvious at the time. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukraine has no credible capability to strike naval vessels there, and no such attacks occurred. We got pulled into dramatic framing and didn't apply basic geographic common sense. That was a failure of verification, and we're naming it plainly.
We appreciate the listeners who flagged that. Getting things right matters more than sounding authoritative. All right, let's bring June 30th home. Marcus, what are the threads that stand out for you across today's episode?
The civil liberties cluster is the one I keep returning to. The 30-year sentence for zines, the geofence warrant ruling, the passport leak. These three stories are actually one story about the relationship between state power, corporate data infrastructure, and individual rights. The Supreme Court ruling is a genuine win. The zine sentence is a genuine alarm. And the passport leak is a reminder that the data collection practices of ordinary commercial actors have become the vulnerability surface for everyone's identity documents. These aren't technology stories with legal footnotes. They're legal and political stories that happen to involve technology.
For me, it's the space and energy convergence. Rocket Lab acquiring Iridium and Antares achieving reactor criticality in the same news cycle is a reminder that the infrastructure investments that will matter in 2040 are being made now, quietly, by companies that aren't household names. Iridium's Constellation Crosslink architecture is a capability that took decades and billions to build. Reactor criticality is a physics milestone that takes years of engineering to reach. These are not software pivots. They're durable infrastructure bets, and they deserve more attention than their HN scores suggest.
The open-source, low-tech, and dark-sky lighting stories also deserve a moment. In a feed that's often about pushing capability forward, those two pieces are about something different, about technology that scales down rather than up, that asks what's sufficient rather than what's maximal, that measures success by sustainability rather than performance. The HN community doesn't always reward that kind of thinking with high scores, but the 296 points on open-source low-tech suggest there's real appetite for it.
The Parse Don't Validate TypeScript post, the Alan K. OOP piece, the SQLite corruption documentation. These are the smaller stories that I love about HN. Someone explaining how to corrupt a SQLite database file is genuinely useful. It's the SQLite team teaching you what not to do, which teaches you exactly how the database thinks about data integrity. Alan Kay's 2003 email, clarifying what he actually meant by object-oriented programming, is a reminder that the concepts we build software around are often misunderstood versions of their originators' actual ideas.
Everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories caught your attention, the geofence warrant ruling, the Rocket Lab deal, the zine sentencing case, go read the original articles and then read the HN comment threads. You'll find people who have direct experience with satellite communications explaining what the Iridium acquisition actually means. Lawyers breaking down the Fourth Amendment ruling with precision, and engineers debating the memory safety trade-offs in the PhilC project with the kind of rigor that takes years of expertise to deploy. We're giving you the map. The community gives you the territory.
And a genuine thank you to the tools that make this show possible. We use Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. These aren't sponsorships. They're the tools we actually rely on, and we're grateful for them. If you're interested in stories beyond the HN feed, geopolitics, markets, global affairs, our companion show Intelligix Daily News covers that ground and is worth a listen.
That's the Intelligix HN Daily for Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. The first half of the year ends today. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the community surfaces next. Take care of yourselves.
See you then.